Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
So let's talk about Amazon.
Let's do it.
Amazon, 52-week high was $3,700. It announced that it was going to do a stock split and proceeded to fall off a cliff ever since. It's currently at 24, a little 24.79 right now in the after hours.
Okay.
Went down 25%, shed 25% in value last week. Bad earnings. The union actually, I don't know if you saw that, but they lost in Staten Island. That's a whole thing. They try and say that Amazon put pressure on the employees to, because the first center in Staten Island passed the union.
Yeah.
And that was like a big thing. And then the second one in Staten Island, they just voted and they voted against the union. So they've got all kinds of issues, supply chain issues. They got union issues. They got a bunch of different issues. Yeah. You liked Amazon.
I still like Amazon.
That's my baby.
I still like Amazon. So like that Rivian, it was an issue too, right? They had 20% stake in the company. Rivian's profits got, the stock got cut in half, right? They're down 50%.
Yeah. Like, remember when Diddy had the ban? This version of that.
Yeah. So if they're, their margins dropped and your margins going to drop. But I still believe in Amazon, even with that being said, right? Obviously, their future guidance, we got to look at it from, peel back for a little bit. If we look at it from a one-year span, right, it looks like there's slow growth. If we look at it a two-year span, the picture looks a little bit different, right? And so here's the positive things, why I still like Amazon. AWS, which is still the number one cloud service, right? They posted 37% growth for the first quarter. Now that's down, right? So the last three quarters, I think, was 28%, 40%. They post 37% growth. That's positive looking forward.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They had to pay a lot of money over the past two quarters, right? The cost for labor, number one, so they had to hire more people. So, and they increased salaries, they increased what they were paying people. But in order to expand and to have infrastructure, the labor cost to do it cost more. That hopefully will subside over the next two quarters. we shouldn't even say hopefully, most likely will. In the second half of the year, they have Amazon Prime Day, which is big. It's their biggest day of the year for selling. So that's another positive. In addition to that, their stock split is coming up on the 3rd. And we know when we see a stock split, we see a new influx, especially with all these retail traders who are still here in this market. They're still here. When we see stock splits, and if it splits now at 21, I think each share would be $124 a share. You're going to see more retail investors decide that this is now at a price that absolutely. I want to get involved. And so that's going to bring an influx of more income into Amazon's stock. So I said it was my stock. I'm sticking by it. Shout out to Amazon.
Yeah, and I'll say this publicly. Amazon's a core holder in Red Panda Stock Club. So the biggest threat that they currently have is a supply chain issue. So if they can't get enough inventory, of course, it's going to affect the numbers. One of the biggest opportunities that they have, like you said, is that split coming up. So, I mean, they were priced out of the market. So if they're $2,400 a share, not that many people can afford it. If it comes down to 120, it's going to knock some other fan favorites right out of the way. And let's be honest, most of you are still ordering stuff through Amazon Prime like crazy. So amazing business. Even with Bezos not running it, great company, probably has at least another 14.3 years to be dominant.
Yeah.
Hold on to it.
So don't go to it. And we spoke about this in Houston, the economic moat, right? They have a huge moat over the competition. Even if there is competition, they have the type of capital to weigh them out. Either they can acquire them, or they can cut their prices to a point where the competition can't compete with them. And they'll automatically, in long term, go out of business. They always play long term game.
So is this an opportunity to buy or no?
If it cracks underneath 25 or right at, I mean, I can't get a price to get stock clip, but yes. But definitely after the split, great investment. Great investment, please. Because honestly, if you have to go out and shop, will you get the items faster? I don't care where you like to buy from. They have a control. Like if there was a place called The Store, they would be it.
Mm-hmm.
So until you have a better experience, faster shipping, more members, they are, please write this down. As long as you invest in the top two companies in the space, you are fine. We do not have to make this complicated. Follow what the five richest people are doing. Top five governments, top five countries, invest in the top two, wrap it up. That's it. A lot of the, let's be honest, a lot of the mistakes, if anyone has made them from watching the show, has been deviating from the plan and trying to find a winner that's 24th through 80. There's only one Giannis. There's only one Kyrie. Shout out to my guy. Shout out to Kevin Durant. Listen, there's all-stars, superstars, and then you have bench players. Leave the bench players alone. If you trade them, great. Long-term, you only have to pick the superstars in the game and you'll be good.
Super megastars.
True indeed.
That's a megastar. Amazon's a megastar.
Oh, yeah. There you have it. 6,600 people want to check in. Hit the like button and share. Greatly appreciate it.
If we get to 8,000, we may.
Make it rain. Hey. Hit the like button and share. Okay. So this is the worst start of the year for stocks since 1970. The worst start for bonds since 1990. And it's also a 40-year high of inflation. So what does this tell us about the global economy and the market overall?
Traditional investment advice does not work. I've been saying it forever. 80-20 split, 80-20, 80% equities, 20% bonds, 30% bonds, 70% equities. That is the advice that they give when they don't want to tell you the truth. People that are really rich are not running that make. Please put this in chat. The secrets of the truly wealthy usually do not get shared. I have not met one wealthy person that has 70% equities and 30% bonds in their portfolio. I knew somebody who worked at one of the biggest bond firms in the country who did not have bonds in his portfolio. There's advice that they give you for public consumption, and then there's the real strategies that they actually use. The key lesson I want everyone to take away from this is you have to find your own formula. For me, long-term investing, those two tech, two index, plus trading to be able to get gains. And you know how I know everyone believes in that? Because when Kathy came out and she was like, yo, 19,000% return, everyone was like, yep, we deserve that. The whole thing around Bitcoin is that it will outperform, which it has, every other asset class. You have to find a formula that is going to get you gains in a up market or down market. But traditional investing advice does not work. That's my key takeaway.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot. You know what I would encourage people to do? Actually study like what bonds are. I hear like, you know, like they'll hear it on CNBC and they hear us, we might say a few things about it, but they have no idea. And so I would, you know, like one of our great resources, Investopedia, shout out to our guy, Caleb.
Absolutely.
It gives you everything you need to know. Like I remember like maybe 3 weeks ago, I would had it like question to myself. I'm like, let me just figure this out real quick. Then I'm going to ask Ian to see, like, first, let me call him and see, you know, what this is all about. But yeah. Studying that, understanding what the 10-year treasury bond looks like and why when that goes, when it over three, you know, the market dropped to a low today. And when it went back under three, the market rose. Like understanding the correlation between those things are important. And so when you hear these things, it's not like, oh, they're just talking. Like, nah, like, wait, that's a key nugget. Let me really figure out what that means to the actual economy.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Bag drop. A mic drop. Bag drop.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.